Thank you. Bye-bye. It sounds like I only have to comply if you catch me. Okay, on Dust Properties, they are not here. He is not here, and it's 3:30.
Do we want to give them a call?
Yeah.
And then focus on the family would be the only other thing we have left.
All right, do you want me to... I can go ahead and make a phone call here. Oh, she just stepped out.
She's trying to call.
Are you trying to call? Do you want me to call him? Yeah. I've got the number on the sheet here. I can call.
Okay.
Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We have you on the docket today at 3:30 for an in-person hearing on about six properties. Are you in a position to do this over the phone? Or are you still planning on appearing in person?
It is on the 18th, right?
No.
10th.
It's on today's docket. We don't have a document.
I can do over the phone.
Okay. You've got some rental properties that look like they're all in the same location.
Yes, sir.
Some condominiums. There's six of them on the docket here today.
Yes, sir.
And you are contesting the, I don't see that.
I don't see Tom
didn't select anything.
Okay. Are you looking at the valuation, the classification? What is it that you're contesting?
I am approaching it to the rent, you know, like rent, you know, approach, income approach. And, you know, I have a couple of units that stays empty, you know, for, I took over the property last year and, you know, pretty much the whole year, two units were empty. And then when I saw that it was a 600, for each unit per year, you know, the property tax. But later on, you know, this year, and, you know, it was changed to 900, you know, from 600 to 900 for each unit. So that makes, you know, $1,800 another expense on me. So that's, and I'm staying, you know, two vacancies. It was kind of harder for me to do that. And I was just requesting if, you know, if your office can help me, you know, somewhat, you know, so that I can keep the property and, you know.
So you're saying you didn't... You're saying it was increased last year and you didn't file your appeal appeal in time?
No, I received it very late, so, and I couldn't do that, you know. It was over already, you know. When I got the notices, it was, you know, June 30th was already gone.
Okay, so, but you're trying to appeal it for this year. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, have you provided any past information? Well, I tell you what, let me let the assessor speak for a second.
So these are residences because they are long-term rental and they are apartments. They're not commercial, so we're not doing income and expense on those. And they're assessed at only, I believe, $87,552 per unit. Mm-hmm. They're good-sized units. And so he's up here for you for valuation, and so... That would be your decision.
How many units are there in this entire complex here?
Six.
Just six? Okay, so this is a standalone six.
And he's doing each unit as a different parcel. He bought all six standalone, or they're townhouses, but they're.
Okay.
Are they all the same size? Are they all?
Yeah, same size, exactly.
Number of bedrooms and baths.
Exactly same thing.
Right, and they're all valued the same. And so, what is it that you think the value should be?
I think I can't say that on the value, but at this point in time is this that I'm paying more property tax, and then I'm not making enough money on that. So that's what my point is, if I won't be able to afford, I will sell it. But I'm requesting as a small business, that if the county can help me, to drop some, I'm not asking you bring it back to the, but at least some break on the property tax so I can keep them for a few more years, and rent them. So that's my request.
I apologize. What's your first name?
My name is Najam Hubeen. I go by Jim.
Jim?
Yes.
Okay. Jim, of course, we are just, as a board, citizen board, we can only do what we're allowed to do by statute, and that is to try to get a fair market value of the property, what's the appraised value of the property. So whether the property is operated in income or loss, and if it's not a commercial property such as a motel, the assessor generally doesn't use an income approach. So we're just looking at cost, but I'm going to let the assessor speak as well.
I will point out, he did acquire these May 19th of 2023, so there should be some value to, he would know what he paid for them, and if we're not valued accordingly, then.
I mean, let me ask you, do you believe that the units, the appraised value on each of these units is 87,552? Would you sell them for that?
I haven't decided anything to sell it, but I try to keep it and rent it.
Yeah, I get it. I'm just asking if you were to sell it.
I think I can't answer that, right? Because I want my property to go way more than that, but I'm not selling it, at this point in time. And I can't, I do not know how I can answer you that question. So.
Well, I guess I was just trying to ask, is the appraised value appears to be less than they're probably worth. Yeah. As a fair market value, you're just talking about you're having a hard time making.
I think the biggest. I have a couple of things that I want to ask. I totally understand your point on the appraised value, but at the same time, my point is that last year the property tax has increased. It's from $600 to $900. One thing. The second my point is that I'm unable to rent them. Why? Because the people can't afford it. They don't have money. They have seasonal jobs, and and I'm struggling with that. I can't find a good renters. And even in Branson, it's like a house for three bedroom and two is $2,500, and I'm asking them even less than half, and I'm not getting that. That's why my two units stayed empty for several months, pretty much the whole year, I would say, if not like entirely 12 months. But at least a good 10, 11 months. So I'm asking, it was a sudden increase on my expenses, in terms of the property tax. So my request is that if the board, will do the best they can do it just to do for next 2 to 3 years, and hopefully I'll rent my units and I'll start making more. And then if after 2 or 3 years the property tax go up, I will be able to afford it, But at least for the next 2 to 3 years, if they keep it down, so I highly appreciate it. That's my request. But whatever board can do it, So all of us, we know that the property value, if it is appraised, it's very high because they compare to that, because every property is going like, crazy in there as far as the price go and appraisal go. But it's, But when you put him in the market in a real action, so then you won't get enough money on that. So that's why many, you know, that's the challenges. And as a small business, this is my request. So the board can, you know, look into this and with a, you know, being considerate to this, my special situation with this, you know, I would highly appreciate that. So that's my request, you know.
Understand any discussion? In this case, okay.
Do we have any pictures?
Huh?
Do we have any pictures of this property?
We have some pictures.
Do you know why it's not renting? Because there's a shortage.
I can. I have a picture. I have 100 applications. People can't afford $700 to $800 for. I can rent them three bedroom, two bath for $700 to $800. I receive phone calls, you know, every 2 to 3 days, you know, and on if I go on my Zello and Facebook, I have at least, you know, not less than 100, you know, applicants, people, those who ask me for that, but they cannot afford it. They are just 4 or 5 different people want to add $200, $300 and get that, and it is so hard and challenging to rent them because none of them have a proper job. You know, they are all seasonal jobs, or they just do DoorDash, or do Uber, and that's how they make their money. And, you know, and they don't have, and I can't do it, you know. I had one of them that I asked them to leave because they have 7 different families living in one unit. And when their lease was over, and I had them, I let them go.
All right. Is there any discussion about the value, actual value of this? I mean,
I don't know, Greg, what do you think?
I'm going to abstain from comment or voting.
Okay. That's a Branson Bank abstained.
I'm abstaining.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Yes.
Again, you've got 6 units altogether. He's rented the rest, and these two are no different than the others. There's not any kind of change that we know of physically.
How long have they been at 87? Did we just put that up a couple of years ago? Or
they just changed on reassessment, I think. Yeah, they changed in 2023.
Was this a cost approach?
Yeah, our normal
cost
money
approach.
Cut cost approach, yeah. And they were just in line to be reassessed.
That's, and they're consistent with other apartment.
What were they before? I can't see the numbers.
60. Consistent with the other ones you've appraised, apartment complexes and the like.
Correct. And these are 3-bedroom, 2-bath units.
Yes.
You can't build them for that.
And yeah. His rent is $2,000 a month, but we didn't set his rent.
Yeah. Okay, do we have a motion?
And he just acquired them in 23.
Okay.
I get it that times are tough, but I also feel the value is there. You couldn't build these units for that cost.
Yeah. All right, I would make a motion to deny.
Second.
Okay, second. Okay, there's been a second. Any discussion? Jim, I would just say this. We feel for you and what you're trying to do here, and we appreciate it. But the whether the business, the property is yielding a profit at current is not really our, purview. We're looking at the value under a cost approach and whether you could sell it. You know, is the property worth $87,552 apiece, and we just don't know how you would build these units even for that amount. We think it's already pretty low, and we'd like to be able to help more with your issue with the business, but I don't know how that we can do that and be consistent with our other decisions with other properties. Any comment from you?
No, I think
okay.
I would just say the same thing I just said. You know, my insurance has gone, like, I just paid $500 more. So my